You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Great business owners focus on generating revenue, while poor business owners focus on administrative tasks. Hey, I'm Chris Westfall. Just want to leave a thought with you today. I've met with a lot of top producers in our industry. Matter of fact, this past weekend, I spent time with five elite top producers in Tucson, Arizona. Had a fantastic time, learned a lot more about our business, which I do every time I get together with other people. And one thing has become crystal clear. You know, as I see this from Sean, and he's known as Ask a Millionaire on Instagram, the quote is, "Great business owners focus on revenue generating activities, while poor business owners focus on administrative tasks." Every day, no less than 100 support tickets come into our office from agents who are at different stages in their business building cycle of starting in the Medicare supplement business. Some people have been in it for 5 or 10 years and just looking for another opinion on something that they have coming up. Others are just getting started in the business. And one thing that I've noticed as a common trait now with over 3,600 members for the last 4 years is the people who are constantly focused, and how they survive, I really don't know, but constantly focused on the next administrative thing that they can put in on their plate and focus countless hours on, sometimes even bragging about how many hours they have focused on this administrative task, like picking a domain name or finding a web host or setting up their email. Things that should not take that long of a process. They've spent days and days, literally, on these administrative tasks. So it makes me ask the question, well, what have you sold lately? When's the last time you spoke with a client? And I don't mean to be nasty here, I really don't. But there are some common characteristics that I see over and over again with the high-level producers that sometimes, depending on where you are in your life cycle or your business, this could help to shed some light on where other agents may be that want to get to the top producer level. So some key characteristics are, you know, in the 1950s, there was a book that came out from Abraham Maslow, and it became known, his system, as the Maslow Hierarchy of Needs. And it's a pyramid, and it goes something like this. At the very bottom of the pyramid, you cannot survive unless you have basic essentials like food and water and shelter. Food, water, and shelter are essential before you can go up to the next level. And there's a really great article that I'm going to link at the bottom of this video that you should read on the Maslow hierarchy of entrepreneur needs and how you can grow your business that way, looking at it. But really, the basics of any business is sales cures all. Actually, it's Mark Cuban's favorite quote. Sales cures everything. So when you're worried about and you're stuck in the doldrum of, you know, what color stationery am I going to have? What's my business card going to look like? What font am I going to use for my website? All those things that have nothing to do with who's the next person you're going to help on the phone. If your heart and your focus and your actions are all consistent with the fact that the more people you help, the more money you make, and as we're looking at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the more you can move up that pyramid to self-actualization, where your esteem is great, your business is flourishing, you're helping other people, you're supporting other families, you're hiring employees, you're building in your community, you're giving back to your charities, you're helping neighbors and relatives that are in need. None of those things can happen if the focus gets off the ball to get to that first level of your needs, your basic needs, which are shelter, security, food, and water. How do you accomplish those? In our business, it's called sales. Nothing else matters, really. If you have an office where, in my office now, there are 10 people out here working. If all the 10 people that are out there working are just passing papers back and forth, talking to people on the phone about the weather, and there's never a sale made, never a transaction made, which is the natural conclusion of helping someone. So if our helping someone is just focused on administrative tasks, like we're running a nonprofit in here, I guarantee you my business would not be around for long because the people wouldn't have jobs. I couldn't pay them. If we're not doing our job of actually making a transaction in the best interest of our client, then nothing else matters. So here's my encouragement to you. Focus on, and some people need to hear this message often, it needs to be repeated. focused on the revenue generating activities first. First before anything else. I continue to say, I've said for 4 years now, anything having to do with non-revenue generating activities, when you cannot be on the phone helping someone right now, building your website, coming up with a new business name, stuffing envelopes, all that kind of stuff, has to happen outside of the hours that you could have otherwise been during the productive hours helping someone on the phone. Because literally, and hear me here, and so many agents that are struggling never hear this message. So it's, I really want to jump through the screen here and really drive this home. Nothing matters if you're broke and have to go down and get a job at the 7-Eleven. Nothing else matters except one thing, and that's actually making a transaction happen. The time in which it takes for you to go from learning mode to doing mode has to be the shortest time differential possible. So find your market, find your companies, and on our website, there's a big button that says start here, and it goes through these things, the critical things. Find your market where you're gonna market. How are you gonna reach those people? Pick a marketing method. Pick the companies you're gonna represent, learn how to use their e-app, and go to work talking to people. You know, this weekend we spent time with these five other couples. They do things like direct mail, still works. One does seminars, does about 40 or 50 apps a month with seminars. Online marketing still works, and telemarketing still works. That's what the people are using that are there. It doesn't matter which avenue you choose. The cost per acquisition will vary depending on which marketing method you choose, but heck, even knocking on doors still works. So I just want to reassure you that if your focus, your primary focus, is to get in front of more people, present to them an opportunity to save money, get the better plan, refer other people by building relationships in the local referral community that we've talked about, working with financial advisors and other things. If all of your activity, or 90% at least of your activity, is focused on getting in front of a client, and I don't mean getting behind the wheel. Getting behind the wheel has been pawned off as revenue generating activity for the last generation of insurance, but it no longer is. No longer can you hide behind the fact that, well, I've got a 2-hour drive until I can go meet with that prospect by knocking on the door cold with a direct mail lead that was 6 weeks old. That's what I'm going to do because I'm trying to generate revenue right now. Are you, or are you fooling yourself? Why do I say that? Because I know many unsuccessful agents fool themselves into thinking that just because I'm driving behind the wheel of a car and I'm happy doing that, that that's actually generating revenue. No. When you're actually face-to-face, in a communication, in relationship with another human being, that is revenue-generating activity, which goes back to figuring out how you're gonna reach these people. And if you're going to be driving to people, you know, you can absolutely do that and absolutely make a living, and you might as well be buying yourself a job, because you cannot do as much business. There's just no way. It's been proven now for, how long have I been doing this? A decade. That you cannot drive to see as many people as we can talk to in here in a day. We can literally talk to hundreds and hundreds of people in here a day. And you can't write 20 applications yourself driving around to see everybody every day, or you'd be killing yourself. But in this environment, you absolutely can. So again, it goes back to, what is it that you're doing on a daily basis, your highest and best use of your time? And you know, we're coming up to AEP in here. We've had to reconfigure some positions in our office here so that we make sure that everybody is in their highest and best use time for the annual election period, which is the time in which everybody wants to scramble and learn about their Medicare benefits. Everything else has to be pushed aside. Everything. We have to move all the other projects off the table of how we're going to expand with this and add this over here and test this marketing over here. All that has to be immediately suspended in lieu of the fact that our highest and best use of our time is everybody on the phone, everybody talking to people, answering the phone when people are calling in. Anything else and you're just fooling yourself. Now, I know of a lot of agents. I've seen them come and I've seen them go. And they say that they want to be in business by themselves. They say that they want to be business owners. But when you watch their activity, it's all about pretending to be business owners. It's like playing dress up, or you know, playing with dollhouses when you're a child. You don't really want to have that house and take care of it, but it's nice to pretend every once in a while and get all the things in order that you really would be running a business. Folks have seen it so many times where the agents will say, well, I'm going to spend this week learning about this. I'm going to spend next week setting up my business. I need to get an 800 number. I need to get an email address. I need to shop the market and get quotes on lead sources. I need to do all this stuff. And all that stuff is legitimate if you're doing it outside the hours that you could otherwise be talking to people. Before anything else, I mean, if you just figure you're drowning, how long is it going to be until you need to take a breath before you're dead? That is what the next sale should represent in your business cycle. If you don't, if you go days and days and days without having a sale, you're not focused on the right thing, literally. And if you're not paying your bills, the old saying is, well, what does that tell you? How's that working for you down at the bank?
How's that working for you?
All those problems are solved when sales are made. So if you can, and this is my encouragement to you, I want to leave you with today. If you can jettison every other activity, everything else, and to the exclusion of even sports on television and spending Saturday afternoons out drinking beer on the boat, whatever it is that's not revenue generating activity, when you're in the thick of things and you're at the bottom level of Maslow's hierarchy and you're looking for how am I going to feed my family? How am I going to pay my bills? Everything else has to be secondary at best. So I just want to encourage you. It sounds like it's common sense, but I assure you it's not. Because I see it on a daily basis when people are sending support tickets at noon asking questions about domain names. You think this sounds good? What do you think I should go over here? Do you think I should go over there? Like, dude, this is AEP. The phone's blowing up out there. There are millions, literally millions of people wondering who they're going to get help from. What are you doing to address that need right now? This is urgent. This is like an emergency. It's the highest possible priority it could be in your life and the business cycle. There are people out there waiting for help. Dude, put all this junk off to the side.
Fish or cut bait, buddy.
Go work on that stuff from 9 p.m. until 4 a.m. and then get up and go do it again. If you want to be successful. That's all I know. If you want to be successful. You know, there are people on the internet saying they're pretend millionaires and they're going to be, you know, a millionaire in the Medicare space one day and just go follow me because one day I'll make it. Well, let me tell you some inside tips from some real Medicare millionaires. You have to get off your ass and do nothing but implement the best case practices that are already proven in the industry to get in front of as many people as you can, scale where you can and when you can, hire some people to help you if that's your goal, and you can make this business as big as you want to. I know 26-year-old millionaires in this business right now that are killing it because they're doing this business model. I also know plenty of 50 and 60-year-old insurance agents who are struggling that reach out all the time and say, look, I've tried every other way in the market. I've tried direct mail, door-to-door, cold calling, final expense, long-term care, mortgage protection, everything under the sun. None of that stuff has worked. Why? It's because you won't change your focus of your mindset that nothing else matters except talking to a customer. What's the best and highest, most efficient use of your time? Getting on the telephone or getting a client on the telephone to call you. And you can do 20, 30, 40, 50 presentations a day to talk to people. And you just may happen to get some low-hanging fruit. You will. Even if you're the worst salesman in the world, and Jim Rohn always said, you can make up in numbers what you lack in skill. What does that mean? If you're not the best salesperson in the world, that's okay. All you have to do is talk to more people.
If you've been with this company, let's say a long time, and you've been there so long, you're so good, you can get 9 out of 10, and I just joined and I can only get 1 out of 10, if we have a 30-day contest as to who can get the most to say yes to our product or service, if we have a 30-day contest, you and me, even though I can only get 1 out of 10, I will win. You say, well, I've been here a long time, I can get 9 out of 10. How could you possibly beat me? It would be very simple. Now, it might not be easy, but it would be very simple. During the 30 days, since I understand now these ratios, during the month, while you talk to 10 and get 9, I will talk to 100 and get 10. So that at the end of 30 days, you got 9, I got 10, I beat you. Isn't that clever? Let me give you a scenario here. If you're bright, what you do, if you're new, you make up in numbers what you lack in skill.
We have a salesperson that just started with us 2 months ago in here. The other day she wrote 7 brand new client applications. She did more than everybody else had done in that entire day. The other people were taking incoming calls. She's only calling back leads, older leads. She's calling them back. And her presentation is not as polished as somebody who's been here for a long time. How can she write so much more business? Because she's killing it. You look at her call time, her time spent on the phone, actually talking with prospects. She's killing it. Because, like Jim Rohn said, you can make up in numbers what you lack in skill. But you can't do that if you're focused on administrative tasks. It's the poor business owners that are spending all their time on administrative stuff rather than revenue generating activity. So no matter where you are in your business, I just want to encourage you, I'm talking to myself too, everything that we do that is not revenue focused, that's not going to bring in something or take care of our customers that we've already acquired, and that's very important to do. We're spending a lot of money and time doing that this year. Anything else has to be put aside and put way, way lower on the priority list. My name is Chris Westfall. I run a little website called MedicareAgentTraining.com. If I can help you in any way, please reach out, let me know. Otherwise, God bless you and your business. I know that if you work it hard enough, this business absolutely does work. Surround yourself with top producers. Don't surround yourself with mediocre people out there trying to peddle stuff on you all the time. Who do you spend your time listening to? It's very important, very key. So watch what people are doing, watch where they're going based on what they've done, and then find somebody to follow in your business. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.